Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. It's that Iowa again. Erev Tov. Good evening. Malcolm Mata. Thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday. Here, the beginning of the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Send us salam.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesa Kadus, Ahadu Amla, Ze Kedamit, Yek Edamit. Besen bet ken meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme kohulum yilk zahayin asaye meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, I, the true cross shining, shining, shining to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Yes, I, Jah bless. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, send me salam. Here for the Friday podcast, the Rastafari Friday podcast, TJIF, thank Jah. Rastafari, yes, I, it is Friday. So here, opening words and invocation as we initiate, begin, start up the Shabbat Iowa. Here from Scripture.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat.
Do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat.
day shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made Hashemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni u vein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahua et ha-shemayim ve'et ha-aretz u'a v'yom ha-shevi'i shavat v'yinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael le'olam. For I v'le'olam, ki yashashet yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yashashet yamim, he who be, who he be, made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made et ha-shamayim, the heavens, ve'et ha-aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, u'vayom ha-shavi'i, and on the seventh day, u'vayom ha-shavi'i, shavata v'yayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, Wayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat, Wayinafash.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, Tainai's Tevin greetings. They are the readings, the Aliyah, the recitations of Psalm 95-99 plus Psalm 29 for the welcoming, right? The welcoming, Kabbalat the Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath. And they are a special supplement in honor of Yom HaShabbat. So the opening six psalms, we have a opening six psalms, right? They correspond to the 6 days of creation. So we have Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29, which are chanted and recited for the greeting of the Shabbat and the Shabbat Eve. That's what we thank Jah Rastafari. It is the Shabbat. So we have Psalm 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29 for the six psalms that correspond to the 6 days of creation, of iration, and they all extol and big up Adonai Jah Rastafari, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the author of nature, the Neturu, of the creation, of the iration, and the Adonai of history. Yes, I am the prophecy revealed in the mystery of his divine majesty. Now, the hymn welcoming the Sabbath, the Likadodi, this conceives of HaShabbat, the Sabbath, as a woman who intercedes with HaElohim, with Abba Father, like the mother who intercedes for her children, conceives as a queen and as a bride. The Likadodi, come, come, come friend to greet and to meet the Shabbat. Now, following the Likadodi, to give one an overview of the basic 1, 2, 3, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, you know, the ABCs, the ABGs, Aleph, Beit, Gimel of the Shabbat, right, of the Shabbat, according to we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. Now, after the six psalms of the 6 days of creation, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29, and then following the Likadodi, come, my friend, we have Psalm 92, which is the daily psalm for Yom HaShabbat, for the day of the Sabbath, with the very short Psalm 93, continuing and itinuating in its theme, Chabarim. And this is what closes this portion of the service for the Sabbath and the sabbatical Eve. Yes, I and we, Rastafari of the line of the tribe of Judah, society of His Majesty, we the black Jews, the church of the firstborn. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, Sin Bet Salam. Make I and I ride up.
Sin Bet Salam, Sin Bet Salam. Sabbath Salam.
Sabbath Salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. And the The fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God, Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Last year, the Almighty I. Namin. King Last year, the Almighty I. Namin. King Last year, the Almighty I. Namin.
Rastafari is Almighty I. Rastafari is Almighty I. Ever live and ever paid for. Ever sure. Ever live and ever paid for. Ever sure. Ever live and ever paid for. Ever sure. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from that country, land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from that country, land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from that country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, don't.
La Shabbat, Yom Tov, evening service for the Shabbat, the Sabbath and festivals. The reader, Baruch Et Yahweh Ham of Arak. Praise Isis. Be he who be, who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah, to whom all praise, all Isis is due. Barku et Yahuwah Ham Vorak. The congregation aggregation is sponsor. Baruch Yahuwah Ham Vorak. Le'olam wa'ad. Praise Isis be Yahuwah be Jehovah, to whom all praise, all Isis is due for ever and ever. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech ha'olam asher bidvaro ma'ariv iravim. Praise Isis be the I Yahuwah Jehovah. I and I Elohim, Melech Ha'olam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe, Universal King. In wisdom dost thou bring on the dusk of twilight and openest the gates of Hashemayim, the heavens, to usher in a new day. In understanding and standing over, standing dost thou arrange the changes of the time of the Iowa and the succession of seasons. Thou, the eye, has set the stars in their courses in the sky. According to thy will, thou, the eye, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the eye, hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art Adonai, Adonai of all the heavenly hosts, and ever-living El Elohim, true good, true God, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature, may it also be established over us, over I and I, for ever and ever. Praise Isis be the Yahuwah Jehovah, who bringeth on the evening twilight. Baruch atah Yahuwah ha ma'ariv iravim. With everlasting, ever-living love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Yisrael. Thou, the eye, hast revealed to us a law, Torah, direction, instruction, teaching and commandments, statutes and judgments. Therefore, Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, when we Ayinai lay down and when we Ayinai rise up, we Ayinai shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we Ayinai shall rejoice in the words of thy law, Torah Tekah, and in the I commandments for Iver and Iver. They are I and I life and the measure of I and I days, and we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou never take away thy love from us, from I and I. V'ahavatekah. Ala tasira mimenu ale olamim. Praise Isis be the I. Baruch atah Yahuwah Jehovah, who lovest thy people Yisrael. Ohev amo Yisrael. Evening service for Sabbath and feasts and festivals. When praying without a minyan, begin with El Melech Ne'eman. El, the true good, the true God, is a faithful king. Begin with El Melech Ne'eman. When praying Isis without a minyan, without the ten, begin with El Melech Ne'eman. El is a faithful king. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Yisrael, Jehovah, he who be, we be, is I and I, Elohim, Eloheinu, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Echad, is the one. Praise Isis, be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for Ivor and Ivor. Baruch Shema, Kovoda Malkuto Le Olam Wa'ed. You, the I, shall love Yahuwah, Jehovah, Elohekad, I Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And I shall take to heart these words which I command the I this day. The I shall teach them diligently to your children, and the I shall meditate on them when the I art at home, and when the I art on a journey, and when the I retire for the night, and when the I rise in the morning, and the I shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes, and the I shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahuwah Jehovah, the I Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then will I grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in thy fields and for your cattle, and y'all will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Beware lest y'all be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim, alien gods, and to bow down to them. Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and y'all will fast disappear from the good land which Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall y'all attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you and y'all shall bind a reminder of them on your hand and between your eyes, and you, y'all, shall teach your children to meditate on them when y'all are at home and when y'all are on a journey, and when y'all retire for the night, and when y'all rise in the morning, and y'all shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. Thus will your life and that of your children be prolonged on the land which Jehovah promised your ancestors, the patriarchs, for as long as the sky remains over the earth. Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Yahuwah, Vayomer, Yahuwah, Il Moshe Lemorin. Jehovah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children of sons of Yisrael, the Israelites, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue, and on the fringe, and the fringe shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and you shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attraction of your eyes to be misled by them. Thus, like this, you will remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be holy, eyeless, set apart before your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be your Elohim. True and certain it is that he is Yahuwah Jehovah, y'all Elohim. There is none else. And that we, I and I, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered, I delivered I and I from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I Elohim brought judgment upon I and I enemies and retribution upon I and I down presses. His saving acts are beyond I and I understanding and understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept I and I in life, and he did not allow I and I to stumble. He led I and I victorious over the strong places of I and I enemies. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all I and I foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro, Pharaoh. He performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim and brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, the Israelites, from bondage to freedom. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Isaac Shemo, his name. In gladness they declare their loyalty to his kingdom. Moshe led the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to the eye in power, O El Elohim? Who can compare to the eye in idleness, set apartness? Thou, the eye, dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledge the sway of his might, and they beheld his wonders at the Yam Suf, at Et Rabahir, at the Red Sea, at the Sea of Reeds, at the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli, this is my El. They proclaim Yahuwah Jah will reign for Iver and Iver. Yahuwah Jehovah has ever freed Yaakov. He has saved him from adversaries mightier than he. Praise be thou, Yahuwah, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, Gaal Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness. Leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
It's from Manuel T. and Fire Chief. But first this, give thanks and praises.
Praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Hail him. Heal him, heal Jah, Almighty I. Heal Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. 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 Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. To all conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Let them that hate Jah now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Amachai. Rastafari. Jai Samatai. Her Selassie Rastafari. Jai Samatai. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jai Samatai. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jai Samatai, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jai Samatai, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jai Samatai, Her Selassie Rastafari. Jai Samatai, Her Selassie Rastafari. Jai
Yes, give thanks and praise.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth outred. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbutz, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflasya. The whole place is due for
my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Also give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundering. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Shalom, Haverim, Shalom, here for the sons of the mighty, Almighty I. Fred Locks!
Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can't control the children of Selassie, no, trotting in a Babylon, chanting Rastafari song. Though the road is rough and long, still we gonna hold on strong. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie. The children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. I tell you, oh yeah, yeah, oh. Children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. Oh, I tell you now, whoa, yeah, yeah, you better see I and wish I were. Every tongue shall tell what you do to I and I. You'll have to tell Selassie I. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie I.
Yes, I, the six psalms right there, riding up. And then we have this little short Kabbalistic poem bringing out the attributes of He who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Yes, I.
Lecha todi, 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 todi. Lecha todi, likrat kala, pne shapat nikapala. Come, O friend.
Yes. Pause. Yes, I. Lekad Dodi. Come, O friend. Come, beloved one. Come, my friend. That follows up after the Ana Bikoa, bringing out some of the attributes of He who be, we be. Jehovah, Almighty.
Ana Bikoa, we beg thee. Ana, Ana, Bekoach, Gedulat Hayamim Mekat Katir Usherura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Kadula ta yimineka. Tatir Zerura, untangle our united fate. Aver arena ta amika. Accept your people, the high people's song. Kaver arena ta amika. Sankavein. Ah, rain, Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagarein, ah, rain, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please. Heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorsheya Yehudeka. Those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrein, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavata Shamrein. Barkhem, Tahareim, Rachemi, Sidik Ateka, Tamida, Gamli. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity them. Barkhem, Tahareim, Rachemi. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov uvika. Powerful and holy and Isla one. In goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e, Le'ameka Bine, Zokreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Dushateka, your holiness, your highliness, your set apartness. Shawatim Kavir, accept our cries. Shawatim Kavir, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, saik atenu, yodea ta elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea ta elumot, Baruch Shem kvod malkuto le'olam va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan, and 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 Ivan.
I've,
Come, my friend, Lekado D, come, beloved one, hear, the chant, the tune for the Shabbat, yes, I, come, my friend, come,
Lekado D, Lekado D, Likrat Kala, Pne Shabbat, Nikabala, come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lika dodi, likrata kala, bne shabata nikabala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika dodi, likratia kala, bne shabatia nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivai, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad, ushmo echad. Yahweh, he will be, we be, Jehovah. Yihyah, Jaja echad, ushmo echad. Yahweh, Jehovah is one. And one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Tshem U'L'Tifereta, U'Tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Kado Diyah L'Kradiyah Kala, B'nei Shabbatiyah Nekavala, O come. Let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath Shabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath Shabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I find. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bne shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bne shabbati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bne shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bne shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, the I Elohim has loved the I as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bne shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we I and I know, and ever acclaim
chanting our praises, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekato tia likratia kala, Panesha patia nikapala. We, I greet thee, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I hail thee, rejoicing in common accord, we, I are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I welcome thy day, we, I welcome thy night. Lekadodi likratikala, Dinesha Badia Nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, Ha Shabbat, the Senbet greet.
And praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
We're here for the beginning, initiating the Shabbat, Psalms 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29, and then we continue here with the Sabbath, the evening psalm, Psalm 92, and then fulfill with Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalm, here. Yes, I give ear, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Amen, amen. Here, Army Gideon, exclusive acoustic. Here, Shabbat based on the Sabbath, the evening psalm, Psalm 92. Here, Ras Andesa Tafari. Yes, I Shabbat.
Besama Abba, well, women, first Kadu, Sahadu, Amla, Ami. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Kitsu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Kedamawi, Hyde, Mila. Ja, Ras Tafari. I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari.
spirit of the fool over standing tall. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Jah!
Rastafari!
How excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai!
shine through. And your heart lift up his eyes and up.
Zachariah with Ja Rain as a compliment to the Friday, the evening psalm, Psalm 93. And let's not forget the virtuous woman, mind them of the bait of the house. As the woman recites the chant that begins off the blessing for the Sabbath time according to the tribe, the tradition. Let's just share that again right here, here, here. Starting out the Shabbat, blessing the lights, lighting the lights, here, 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 word, sound, set.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot ur Lagoyim, Banatan Lanu et Yehoshua, Mishianu, Ur Haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
So that right there is the first word traditionally said for the Sabbath by the woman, the daughter of the house, pronouncing the blessing over the lights and lighting the lights. Then when we come to the fulfillment, the man of the house is to recite from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 to verse 31, the virtuous woman, the strong woman, in Hebrew, the Eshet Chayim, Eshet, Oset, Aset, Oset, pronounced as Eshet, but literally you could have Aset, like Oset, the Eshet, the woman, Chayim, the woman of strength, the woman of power. Yes, I. So hear what is said.
Who can find a virtuous woman?
Yes,
who can find a virtuous woman? Find a virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous?
Bring in the Levi.
The poor and needy.
Freedom.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For for her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies?
Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, yeah 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 yeah. Now the real man can live without no woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. He's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll never take the power, still let's make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong. Which is part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I are burn on dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party I delight, carry on. Your Empress Omega, the mother of the far right culture. Revises the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women of the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise, he's gonna prove for the man that I want, you know. There you go, you meant to do, you know. Now, 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 now.
A real man can live without a woman. Night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. When I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
Yes, yes, yes. The King and Queen, King Alpha, Queen Omega, Shohan and I, the Pat and Ray, they are. Yeah, and
with King Alpha
creation. Yes, yes, yes. Thanks and praises. Yes, God. Oh, so here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 5. Psalm 5 is seen a morning prayer, a prayer in the morning, in the dawning, the early morning, like, yeah, we're a sound power. A prayer in the dawning prayer in the early part of the day. The tone of this psalm, here's Psalm 5, Hebraically we call it Mizmor Hey. Hey, according to the Hebrew letters, the letters are also, you know, alphanumeric. So the tone of Mizmor Hey, which is theme for the leader, the chief musician, upon Nechilot. Now, Nechilot is an interesting term, and in the Midrash, the study, this term is actually going into, and we go into it, is like about maybe seven or eight sections, but we just focus on the first section that really goes into the superscription for today's daily psalm. For the leader, the chief musician, up on the Nechilot, a psalm, a chant of David. Now, the Nechilot is often brought out in some translation as wind instruments, some say possibly flutes. But there's an interesting Hebraic similarity with that word and the word for inheritance, as well as the word for rivers. And this is what's brought out in the Midrash, like to ride up with that ASAP. But here, just get a groundation. So we have a contrast to other titles like the Nigi note, or as we bring it out, the Bingi note, B, Nigi note, B, the bed, the bait, means on or by way of, be a Nigi note, the Nigi note, together as Bingi note, the string instruments. Interesting, I and I, Rastafari, call the harps the strings, the harps, the drums, the harps, Bingi note. We have that in Psalm 4. That's mentioned in the heading or the title of Psalm 4 for the leader on the Nigi note, Bingi note, a psalm of David. Now, Psalm 4, the Dalet, Aleph, Beit, Dalet, right, A, B, C, D, so to speak. Here we have the fourth psalm, the Dalet psalm, or Dalet, evening prayer and relief. Now, here it says the tone of this psalm, speaking of Psalm 5, practicing what it says, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. So here for Psalm 5, it's a morning prayer, a dawning prayer. The tone of this psalm, Psalm 5, Mizmor Hey, is like that of the preceding. So the preceding, before Hey, Abu Gida Hey Wizo, that's one of the ways in Amharic. The Amharic has two ways of chanting the fidel, the alphabet. One of the ways is a very ancient order, unique to itself, and there's a secondary way called the Abu Gida. Abu Gida is also another telltale sign of the ancient Judaic, Hebraic, Israelites of Ethiopia link right there, because Abu Gida, that's the first four letters of the Hebrew alphabet, Abu Gida Hewizo, as it said. And that right there, we have the first seven letters, so it follows the Hebrew order. But looking at the Psalm 4, which it says that this psalm is like that of the preceding, and the circumstances are somewhat similar, looking at the brief intro, it says, an evening prayer and relief. Then we just actually looked at the psalm before that, the Gimel, the Gamel, the ABG, the G psalm, the third psalm. The third psalm was a morning prayer in distress. So one psalm, Psalm 3, a morning prayer, a dawning prayer in distress. Psalm 4, an evening prayer in relief. The same spirit, Irit, pervades this psalm, Psalm 4, as the former psalm, and they should be read together. The writer here in Psalm 4 now feels or perceives that his reliance upon Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elahim, in his time, Iowa, of trouble, has been justified, and a sense of tranquility possesses him. For Psalm 4. So when we get to Psalm 5, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor, Chant Isis, Hey, the fifth psalm, a morning prayer, a dawning prayer. And it says the tone of this chant, this Isis, is like that of the preceding. And the circumstances are somewhat similar. The speaker is exposed to danger from treacherous foes. He offers a morning prayer, Hebraically the Shacharit, the dawning prayer, Tawat in the Amharic, Tawat is, you could say, the morning and the evening and morning, the evening, Mata, Tawat, so the Tawat prayer before going to the sanctuary, in that he expresses his conviction that Ha'el, the power, the El, Almighty, Ha'el, Ha'el, who hates the power, true good, true God, who hates evil, will not allow wrongdoers to triumph. The righteous may therefore rely upon him, upon Ha'elahim, upon the power, he who be who he be, is in divine majesty, with confidence, eifidence, jaffidence, yes, I. So here, let's ride up, right here. Some of the Hebrew highlights on the first two, three verses of today's psalm, as we have it here, verses 1-3 is the introductory invocation. Verses 4-6 from the KJV perspective, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elahim, Ha'elohim, is against workers of evil. And then we have verses 8-10. His prayer for vindication, justification, his prayer for vindication, justification. And then in verses 11-12, the joy, bringing it home to joy, the joy of the righteous. So here you hear the opening verses, the introductory invoker, invocation. Very, very important to make we ride up right here, get one to hear.
מזמור ה' למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד 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 מזמור לדוד
Give ear to my words, O Lord.
אמרי האזינה אדוני.
Consider my meditation.
בינה הגיגי.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
Malki velohai, 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 velohai.
For unto thee will I pray.
Ki elecha et pallal, pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 as with a shield.
Yes, I praise thee, Kadamari Hadassalasi, shield and lead. Yes, I. So here, just let's touch on a few key things right here. We've got 13 minutes before we go into grace period. Hopefully we get to fuller fullness of this, the Midrash. It's very, very interesting to study right here. And we noticed something in the Scofield Study Bible, from low degrees to high degrees, a basic study tool for I and I and discipleship, Rastafari discipleship here on Discipleship Radio right here. In Psalm 5, in the Scofield Study Bible, the old Scofield Study Bible, where it says, to the chief musician upon Nehilot, a psalm of David. Next to Nehilot, those who have the old Scofield Study Bible, there's a New King James Version. You could get it. It's good for a point of reference, but the old is a little better in that sense. But here, it's consistent. But here in Psalm 5, Nehilot. Now, as we mentioned that Nehilot is flute or wind instruments. But here in the Scofield Study Bible, there's a one next to, like a superscription one next to before Nehilot. And it points us to the bottom of the page, a footnote. And the footnote says, Nehilot is not a musical instrument. It's interesting what Scofield has right here, but means, quote, inheritance. What? Inheritance. Now, for those of I and I who have gone through the Midrash study here, as we're going to bring it forward right here, we find that the reasoning of the ancient sages of Torah and the Psalms and the Scripture and the prophets, as Robeinu I and I, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Jesus, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as he says that those things written concerning him to be found in the law of Moses, the Torah, in the Psalms of David, and in the prophets, we find that they bring out the sense of inheritance. So it's interesting that Scofield has this note right here giving a next higher degree of study. Yes, Nehilot is flutes, right? But yet as we get into the deeper study and the higher heights, it points to inheritance, and it indicates the character, the true character of the psalm, the true character of the chant, the fifth psalm right here, and stating the principle that the righteous, the tzaddikim, in the Hebrew, the tzaddikim, and them hark who say the tzaddikan, those who are tzaddik, the tzaddikim, the righteous, are Adonai's inheritance, Adonai Rastafari's inheritance. So that's an interesting note there, because apart from studying the Midrash, you know, we could just accept what Scofield was saying here, but we didn't have a way to really get into it and to study it for I and myself. So the Midrash, which means study, Hebraically the Beit Midrash is the house of study. So here brings out the sense of the Nehilot, which is found in the superscription. Hebraically, that's the first verse, with wind instruments or flutes, but the higher Hebraic idea is inheritance, and Scofield Study Bible gives us a link here that the Nehilot is not a musical instrument, but means inheritance and indicates the character of the psalm, the character of the chant. Also right here for ones and ones, perusal, Psalm 47 and 7. This is a key principle where it says, for Hailahim, the power, is the king of all the earth, earth's rightful ruler. Sing ye praises, sing your eyes with understanding, with maskil, but maskil, with saka, with skill, with understanding. To sing eyes is with understanding, as I now would say, with overstanding, with a good standing, inner standing, a good understanding, coming to that overstanding. For Hailahim, for the power,
is the king, is the Melech, the Negus, even Negus and Neges of all the earth. Sing your praises with understanding, with understanding, with overstanding. So here we have today's psalm, Psalm 5. Just to zoom in on these first couple of verses, because there's a difference that we find in the King James translation, basically good at the first level, a good stepping stone, but we have to study so it does not become a stumbling block. Here, the first, let's take the first four verses. Give ear to my words, O Jehovah, consider my meditation, my iditation. Hearken to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to thee I will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Jehovah. In the morning will I direct my prayer to thee and will look up. Let's pause here at the third verse right here. The reason being we want to zoom in and these differences here. Now from the Hebrew, to bring out the Hebrew sense right here, Mizmor hey lanatzeyah ilha nechilot mizmor ledawi. For the chief musician, the menatzeyah, in the New Testament sense, the menatzeyah is the overcomer, the one who triumphs, the one who wins. Lanatzeyah ilha nechilot, upon the flutes, some say, the wind instruments, but bringing out the higher sense, upon the inheritances, implying at least two. Lanatzeyah ilha nechilot, mizmor, a chant, Isis, lid, Dawid, of David, Dawid, wadada, wadada, Hebraically, Afro-Semitically, it means love, has to do with love. So here, Amari, ha zina Yahuwah, bina hagigi, give ear to my words. Amari, my words, ha azina, broaden the ear, ha azina Yahuwah, O he who be, we be. Consider my meditation, my iditation. Bina, hagigi. Haga can mean to mutter, can mean to, you know, either when you're reasoning with yourself or even under your breath, it can also mean to moan. But the idea of meditation is like unspoken prayer in the recesses of the heart, heartically. More probably from the Hebrew word, hagigi, from haga means to whisper. The utterance that is inaudible except to Ha'elohim, except to Ha'elohim, except to the power, the true good, the true God. We get an example of this in the action of Hannah. Remember Hannah, the mother of Shemuel, of Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13, where she was praying, but her lips was moving, and the priest at that time, Eli, he thought that she was drunk or something like that, but actually she was in a hagigi, haga. So hagigi, the meditation, the iditation. Next verse right here, he breaks the third verse, but in the KJV, it will be the second verse. Hak sheba likol shawi malki velohai kieleka. Palal, hearken here, hak sheva here, call, the sound, the voice, the sound, the call, shall we, it's not cry like boo-hoo-hoo cry, but it's like the shout. Hearken to the voice, the sound of my shout, Hak sheba lekol shawi, Malki, my king, Malki, as if Malki tzedek, Malki tzedek, Malki, we Elohai, highly and my power, my true good, my true God. Key for Aleka, Ale to Ka, to the I male, for to the I male. Ki Aleka, etapalal, do I pray. Etapalal, do I pray. Hear. The next verse in the Hebrew, the fourth verse corresponding with the third verse in the KJV. O Jehovah, in the morning shalt thou hear my voice, my sound. In the morning, the dawning, will I order my prayer to thee I, male, and will look forward, forward. But what is KJV? KJV brings this out right here like this. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Jehovah. In the morning will I direct. Now, if you notice, in the KJV, the words, my prayer is italicized. That means these words are not found in the Hebrew, but was supplied by the translator. So mo better, reading it without the italicization and not reading the un and unto, because un means not. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Jehovah, in the morning will I direct to thee I, will I direct to thee I, and will look up. This is what KJV says, will look up. Now here in the Hebrew, Yahuwah, Boker, Tishma, Koli, Yahuwah, Boker, Jehovah, Boker, the morning, Boker, Tishma. We say Shema here, O Israel, Tishma. The I male, Koli, hear my voice, hear my sound. Boker, erek lika, erek. The morning I will order, erek, to order li for ka, li ka, to the I male. The morning I will order, like to order, you know, order one's thoughts, order one's reasonment, you know, like ordering even a table, but you're ordering something here with his word sound in the morning, the Boker prayer. Boker e-erak lika, e-erak, Boker e-erak lika. Now here's what's interesting. It says, why it's ape? It's ape doesn't mean to look up like in the sky, but it means to look forward. Or you say forward ever to the divine aid and guidance, I detection as a response to the prayer. I will order. Here 60 seconds, about to ride up in the grace period. The object, my prayer is not there. So he's saying, I will order. I'm going to order my prayer. I'm going to order my supplication. I'm going to order my cry, my meditation. Whatever I have to say to the eye, I'm going to order it. My plea, I will order my sacrifice. I will order. The verb is a technical term for the preparatory work, before opening one's mouth and the word sound and power, preparing one's heart and mind, connected with the offering, connected with what is being brought forward. So this is one reason why I wanted to bring out the sense of I will look forward. It's not the idea there in the Hebrew, I will look up, but that I will look forward. Forward ever, backward never. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Zooming in on the superscription, Nehilot, brought out as wind instruments, some say possibly flutes, but in the higher study of it, it's inheritance. The inheritance is, yes, I, Rastafari, Midrash, here. We'll be right back. And hear today's psalm, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Psalm V, Mizmor Hey, hear a midrash. Hear a study on the psalms, today's psalm, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Lanateach il hanechilot, Mizmor Ledawi. For the leader, upon the Nehilot, possessions. Mizmor Ledawi, a psalm of David. Hear, the title, the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse. Lanateach il hanechilot, Mizmor Ledawi. This verse is to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. From the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 20a. So this verse, the opening verse, hear, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Psalm V, Mizmor Hey, La Menatzeach, Il Ha Nechilot, Mizmor Ledawi. For the leader, Lamnat Eyah, chief musician, upon the Nechilot, possessions, a psalm of David. Lamnat Eyah, Il Ha Nechilot, Mizmor Ledawi. So the opening verse, superscription, the title of this verse, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 20a. From the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab. Ua mia midbar matana, ua mia matana nachliel, ua mia nachliel bamot, ua mi bamota ha gaya shara bia sede Moab. Midrash note, hear, midrash study on the Psalms, Midrash Tehillim, hear, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Midrash note, hear, Nahaliel. The expositions that follow, they exploit the similarity of sound and meaning Hebraically in the two words, Nechilot and Nachaliel. Hear the expositions here in this Midrash on Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. The expositions that follow, they exploit the similarity of sound and meaning Hebraically and the Hebrew meaning in the two words, these two Hebrew words, Nechilot and Nachaliel. Rav Yehuda, Judah, took the expression from the wilderness to Matana, from the wilderness to Matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place a wilderness is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the Torah given to them at the hands of Moshe,
at the hands of Moses, to whom it is said, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, the Lord gave the two tables of testimony from Matana to Nachaliel. He took to mean that there, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, possessed themselves of a false god, saying, quote, "This is thy God, O Israel," even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 8. From Nachaliel to Bamot, he took to mean that after they took possession of the false god, the angel of death, of Mot, of Mavet, came out against them, as is said even in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 35. Surely in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and they shall die. And from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab, he took to mean that in the valley of Moab, they did that which delayed their entrance into the land, so that Moses, the servant of the Lord, having died outside the land, had to be buried in the valley. Of this, Jeremiah said, "How canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after Baalim? See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done." Even here, Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 23. Aich tomri lo nitameti, achrei ha-be'alim lo halakti, ri'i darkeka bagaiya. How canst thou say, hear, speaking to she, he who be, we be, speaking to she, Eik tomri, lo nitameti, I am not defiled, how, Eik, how, tomri, how canst thou say, speaking to she, Eik tomri, lo nitameti, I am not defiled, how can you say, lo nitameti, achrei ha-ba'alim, lo halakti, I have not gone after the ba'alim, achrei ha-ba'alim, lo halakti, Ri, darkeka bagaiya, see thy way, bagaiya, see thy way in the valley. Ri, darkeka bagaiya, de'i, know, become cognizant, know, speaking to she, de'i, meh asit, what thou hast done, de'i, meh asit, know what thou the eye has done. Aik tomri, lo nitameti, achrei ha-be'alim, lo halakti, ri darkeka bagaiya, da'i me'asit. How canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the ba'alim? See thy way in the valley, know what thou, the eye, hast done. So here, Midrash notes. Ua mia midbar matane. From the wilderness, ua mia midbar matane. From the wilderness to matana. From the wilderness to Matana. Here, Midrash note. A wilderness Midbar, Midbar, a wilderness is a place held in common, free from chet, chatiyat, sin, outer lack, and free from distraction. So here, 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 Midrash note, Rav Yehuda, Judah, took the expression, Ua mi midbar matana, from the wilderness to matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place a midbar is. A wilderness is a place held in common, free from chet, chatiyat, sin, akri, lack, forfeiture, and free from distraction. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, having the Torah given. So here, 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 Midrash note, Matana, 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 means Hebraically, literally, a gift, a gift. Matana, 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 Matana means literally in Hebrew, Matana means a gift to them. So the children of Israel, the Israelites there in the wilderness, were deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty given to them. Matana, Matana, at the hands of Moshe, to whom it is said, here, 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 Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, the Lord gave the two tables, two tablets of testimony. Vayitena il Moshe ke kaloto le davirito abahar Sinai shnei lochota ha'eduta lochota evena ke tuvim ve'etra'a Elohim. And He gave to Moses, Vayitena il Moshe, when He had made an end of speaking with him, Kaloto Lidavir Reito upon Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, the two tables, the two tablets of testimony, Shnei Luchota Ha'eduta, tables, tables, tablets of stone, Luchota Eben, Luchot Eben, written, Ketuvim, written with the finger, Ketuvim be'etzva of Elohim, be'etzva Elohim. Vayitena illa Moshe k'kaloto alidavirito behar Sinai shnei l'chota ha'eduta l'chota ebena be'ketuvim be'etzva Elohim. Ua mia matana nachiliel, from matana to nachiliel, to nachaliel, he took to mean that they, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, possess themselves of a false god. Hear, 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 Midrash note, Nachaliel, or pointed as Nachliel, 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 is read as though it were written, as though written, Nachelu, Nachelu, Nachelu El, Nachelu El, Nachliel, is read as though it was written, Nachelu El, they acquired a god. Nachelu El, they acquired a god. So thus, here, 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 from Matana to Nachliel, Rav Yehuda, Judah, took to mean that there the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, possessed themselves of a false god. Nachiliel is read as though written Nachilu, Nachilu El. They acquired an El. They acquired a god. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 8, where it's written, quote, "This is thy God, O Israel." Saru amahira mina hadareka asharas uitim asua lahem egela maseka vayisha tachua lawua vayaye ezibuchua lawua vayayomrua eile Eloheka Yisrael asher ha eluka me eretz mitzrayim. They have turned aside. Hear, 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 Shemot. Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. Saru, mahira mina haderka shara suiti. They have made them a molten calf. Asua lahem egela maseka, and have worshipped it. Waishatachu alawu, and have sacrificed to it. Waiyizibchu alawu, and said, Wayomru, this is thy God, O Israel. Eile Eloheka, which or that who brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Wayomru, Eile Eloheka Yisrael Asher Heeluka Me Eretz Mitzrayim. This is thy God, thee. Eile, these, Eile, Eloheka, these, thy Elohim, these, thy God, Eile, Eloheka, Yisrael, these, this, translator says this, in the Hebrew, Eile, these, Eloheka, these, thy God, Yisrael, Asher, who, He'eluka, who caused you to come up, who aliyed you all, who aliyed the eye, he eluka me eretz mitzrayim. These, thy God, who brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, and from Nachiliel to Bamot, and where it reads, from Nahaliel to Bamot, Ua Mia Nahaliel Bamot, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, Rav Yehuda Judah took to mean that after they took possession of the false god, the angel of death, the Melaaka Mavet, the Melaaka Mawet Mot, came out against them. Hear, 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 Midrash notes. Bamot. Bamot is read as though written Ba Mawet. Ba Mawet, Ba Mavet, Ba Mawet. Bamot is read as though written Ba Mawet. The angel of death came out. Ba Mawet. Ba Mawet. The angel of death came out. Ba Lahem may be also understood as came for them. Ba Lahem. Ba Lahem may be understood Hebraically as came for them. Came to announce to them that the hour of Mawet Mot has come. As it is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 35, surely in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 35. Ani Yehovah debarti im lo zota eise lekol ha edaharaah hazota hana no adim aluwa bamidbar hazeh yitamu vitsham yamutu I. He who be, who he be, Ani Yoa, Ani Yahoa, I, he who be, who he be, have spoken. Ani Yoa Dibarti, surely, Imlo, surely this will I do to all this evil congregation. Ani Yoa Dibarti. Imlo zota eisel kola ha edahara that are gathered together against me, that are gathered together against me. Ha no adima alai, ha no adima alai against I. In this wilderness, Bamidbar hazeh, in this wilderness, Bamidbar hazeh, they shall be consumed. Bamidbar hazeh, yitam, and they with sham, and there with sham, they shall die with sham. Yamutu, ani Yehovah dibarti imlo. Zota eisel kol ha'edah ra'ah zota hano adim alai bamidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. And from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab, Ua mia bamota hagaya shara bia sede Moab. He, Rav Yehuda, took to mean that in the valley of Moab, they did that which delayed their entrance into Haaretz, into the land, so that Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, of Jehovah, having died outside the land, had to be buried in the valley. Of this, Yirmiyahu, Ermias said, how canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the Baalim. See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Ech tomri, lo, nitameti, achreya hab alim, lo halati, ri, darkeka bagaya, da'i, me asit. Ha rebanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, took the Hebrew, ua mi amidabara, matana, from the wilderness to Matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place of Midbar, a wilderness, is the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the Torah given, Matana, gift, Matana, to them. But from Matana to Nahaliel, HaRebanim took to mean that they, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, took possession, Nachilu, Nachilu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, as their God, as their El, as their El, the true El, HaEl. And HaEl, the true good, the true God, the Almighty HaEl, took possession of them as Amo, as his people. And here, a Midrash note right here. In the ET, the edited text, these two interpretations, these two Targum of Bamidbar, of Numbers, Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b, and Numbers Bamidbar, chapter 21, verse 19a, are not in their order in Scripture. They are accordingly transposed here. Hence, here, said David, I shall compose a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Isis. I shall compose a mizmor about both acts of possession. For the leader upon the Nechilot, possessions, a psalm of David, of David. Lam natzeach illa ha-Nechilot, mizmor le-David. Another comment on from Matana to Nachaliel. Do not read from Matana, but because of the gift, Matana, that thou, O God, O true good, hast possessed us, I of. Do you hear Midrash note? Nachaliel is now rendered as though it was spelled Nachalta El. Thou, O El, true good, true God, Almighty, has possessed I of Nachalta El. Thou, the I, O El, true good, true God, has possessed us, I of Nachalta El. That is, because of the well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the sanctified, set apart one, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, to the children of Israel, they sang a song. And here a Midrash note, Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 21, verse 17, that reads, then sang Israel this song, spring up, O well, sing y'all to it. Aza yashira Yisrael et hashira hazota Eliya v'er Ainu alaha. Then sang Yisrael this song. Az yashir Yisrael et hashira hazot. Spring up, O well, Eli Be'er, Eli Be'er, sing ye, sing y'all, I knew, laha, sing y'all to it, sing y'all to her, sing y'all to her, as Yashir Yisrael, et hashira hazota, Eli Be'er, I knew, laha. for the water of the well, the beer. The water of the well flowed out like a river, like a nahal, for them. So that whenever a woman, an Isha, wanted to go from her father's bait, her father's house, to her husband's bait, her husband's house, she had to go in a boat. And here, Midrash note on, for the water of the well flowed out like a river, a nahal, like a river, nahal, for them. As David says, God, open the rock, and the waters gushed out. They had to go in boats, siyot, as in a river, here. Psalm 105, verse 41. Patach sur vayazuvu mai halku batsiota nahar. He opened the rock, patach sur, and waters gushed out. Wayazubu mai, they ran, halku, a river in the dry places. Batsiot nahar, patach tsur, wayazubu mai, halku batsiot nahar. And the Midrash note here, the AV authorized version reads, they ran in the dry places, the siyot, like a river, but siyot nahar. What can siyot mean here except boats? As in the phrase, gallant ships, sea, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 21. Gallant ship, sea. Ki yin sham adir Yahuwah lan. Mikoma neharima yorima rachveya yadim. Bala teleka boa onia shait. Vitsi adir lo yaavrein. But there, he who be we be Yahweh Jehovah will be with us in majesty. Ki in sham adir Yahweh lanu. But there, he who be we be will be with I, will be with we, will be with us in majesty. Ki in sham adir Yahweh lanu, in a place of broad rivers and streams. Mikoma neharima yorima rachveya yadai, wherein shall go no galley with oars. Bal telekaboa onia shait. Neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. We see adir lo ya'abrein. We see adir gallant ship. We see adir will not pass thereby. Lo ya'abrein. So here the connection with the sea, adir, gallant ship or majestic ship, the majestic sea, with siyot, which can mean boats as well as dry place. A different exposition of the phrase from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 28, from the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley. Ua mia mi debara matana, ua mia matana nachliel, ua mia nachliel bamot, ua mia bamot hagai. Rav Yanai said, he who makes himself a pasture, whereon all may trample, gains the gift. Matana, matana, gains the gift, the matana of Torah. And after he gains the matana of Torah, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el, takes possession, Nahaliel, Nahaliel, of him. And after Ha'el, Ha'el takes possession of him, he rises to high places. As it is said, Nahaliel to Bamot, Bamot, high places. So here, Midrash notes right here. The note, he who makes himself a pasture, he who makes himself a pasture. The Midbar, the wilderness is referred to as a pasture because cattle were put out to graze in it. So he who makes himself a pasture, because the wilderness is referred to as a pasture because of cattle. Cattle were put out to graze in it, whereon all may trample, gains the gift, the matana of Torah. And after he gains the matana of Torah, Ha'el, Ha'el takes possession, Nachliel, of him. And after Ha'el takes possession of him, he rises to high places, as is said, Nachaliel to Bamot, Bamot, high places. So here, Midrash note, and after El, Ha'el, Elohim, to Bamot, to high places. But if he then becomes arrogant, affliction will visit him, for it is said, Bamot to the valley. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. From Bamot, high place, high places, to the valley. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, possessed me of the gift of the well as a gift. The congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said, because HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, possessed me of the well as a gift. And here, Midrash note, the text here in the Midrash Tehillim, in the Midrash on Psalms, the text, it returns to the previous Targum, the previous interpretation Targum of Matana, as the gift of the Be'er, of the well. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu possess I of the well as a matana, as a gift, I took El Ha'el Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as the lot of mine inheritance, Nachalti, Nachalti. Hence here, it is said, from Matana to Nahaliel, as it is written even in Lamentation chapter 3 verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, saith my psyche. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 24, Chelki Yowa Amra Nafshi Alkin Ochilau, he who be who he be, Jehovah is my portion, saith my soul, saith my psyche. Nafshi, she says, he who be who he be is my portion. She says, Chelki Yowa Amra Nafshi Alkin, therefore, Ochil Lau, I will hope, I will expect in him. Ochil Lau, Chelki Yahuwah Amra Nafshi Alkin, Ochil Lau. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he says to Yisrael, as I am your portion, so you are my portion. As is said, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. Ki yechelek Yehovah Ammo Yaakov Chevel Nachalto, for the portion of he who be who he be of Yehovah, of Jehovah, is his people. Ki chelek Yehovah Ammo Jacob Yaakov, the lot, Chevel, of his inheritance. Nachilato Yaakov Chevel Nachilato Ki Chelek Yahuwah Ammo Yaakov Chevel Nachilato. And so David said, you are the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, and he is your inheritance. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 19, verse 25, the Lord of hosts hath blessed him, saying, blessed be Yisrael, mine inheritance. And here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 19, full of verse 25. Asher berko Yahuwah Tzevaot leimor Baruch ami Mitzrayim Ua ma'aseya yadaya Ashur v'nachlati Yisrael, for that he who be who he be of hosts of armies hath blessed him. Asher berko Yahuwah Tzevaot, saying, Leimor, Baruch, blessed be Ami Mitzrayim, blessed be Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, my people, Baruch Ami Mitzrayim, Uama Isaiah Yadaya Ashur, and Assyria Ashur, the work of my hands. Ma'iseya Yadai Ashur, and Yisrael, and Israel, mine inheritance. Ve'nachlati Yisrael. Ashara Berko Yahuwah Tzevaot, for he who be of hosts hath blessed him. Asher Berkoa Yahuwah Baota Leimora Baruka Ami Mitzrayim Uama Isaya Yadai Ashur We Nachalato We Nachalato We Nachalato Yisrael and Israel mine inheritance. Note that the verse of the Mizmor of the song does not use the singular nachla, 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 but the plural nechilot, nechilot, nechilot. And here, here, Midrash note, nechilot is, strictly speaking, the plural of nechila, not nachila, not nachila. Nechilot is, strictly speaking, Hebraically speaking, the plural of nechila and not nechila, nachila. Once again, to the Midrash on Mizmor Hey, note that the verse of the Mizmor does not use the singular nachila, but the plural nechilot, in order to signify two inheritances. Two inheritances. The one, you're taking possession of Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God. And the other, his taking possession of you. And what phrase proves that only after the gift of the well were the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, ready to take possession of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, as their inheritance. From Matana to Nachaliel, before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, drank from the well, even on the very day they were to drink from it, they used to ask, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, is the Lord, is Yahuwah, is Jehovah among us or not? Is he who be, who he be among us or not? Heyesh Yahuwah b'irbeinu im ayin. Heyesh Yahuwah b'irbeinu im ayin. As if to say, if he is, if he be, it is good. If he is not, if he be not, we, I and I, shall choose another El Elohim, another God for ourselves, for I and ourselves. But after they drank from the well, they said, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7, all that the Lord have spoken, we will do and obey. Vayikach Sefer HaBrita Vayikra Be'aznei Ha'am Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Yahuwah Na'iseh Ve'nishma'a. And he took the book of the covenant, Vayikach Sefer HaBrita, and read Vayikra in the hearing of the people, Be'aznei Ha'am, in the ears of the people. And he read in the ears and the hearing of the people, Vayikra Be'aznei Ha'am. And they said, Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Yahuwah Na'iseh V'nishma'a. All that he who be, who he be, that Jehovah have spoken, will we do, will I and I do, and obey and hear. Call Asher Diber Yahuwah Na Iseh We Nishma'a We Nishma'a. Thereby, we, I and I, came into possession of two inheritances. We took thee, the I, and we took HaTorah, and we took the Torah. And here, Midrash note on, and we took the Torah. This is the P.E., the printed edition. The words, quote, and thou didst cause us to inherit HaTorah and the Eretz Yisrael and the land of Israel are omitted here as in the P.E., the printed edition. As David said, thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. Even here in Psalm 119, verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, forever. Nachaltia edoteka le'olam. Thy testimonies edoteka have I taken as a heritage. Nachalti, nachalti edoteka forever le'olam. For they are the rejoicing of my heart, for the rejoicing of my heart. Kia si sona libi heima. They are the rejoicing of my heart. They are kia si sona libi heima.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
In another exposition, Nechilot, inheritance, is taken to mean the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Of that, it is said, in those days, they shall come together, to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your fathers, to your patriarchs. But I said, shall I put thee among the other children? Nay. I shall give thee a land of desire, a heritage, nachlat, of beauty, desired by the nations, the tzibiot goyim. Hear. Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 3, verses 18 to 19a. Midrash note on a heritage of beauty desired by the nations. The Yehudi version, the goodliest heritage of the nations. Ba'amayim ha'ahem ba'yamim ha'ahem. In those days, ba'yamim ha'ahem yelkua beita Yehuda al beit Yisrael lavi yavua yachidawa meyaretza tzafona al haaretz asher hinachaltia eta evotekem. In those days, bayamim hahim, the house of Judah of Yehuda shall walk with the house of Israel. The house of Yehuda of Judah shall walk, shall trod with the house of Israel. Yelku beita Yehuda al beita Yisrael. And they shall come together out of the land of the north. We yabou yachdawa me eretz afon to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your fathers, to your patriarchs. Al haaretz ashera hinachalti eta ebotekem. Ve'anochi amarti eicha. Ashiteicha ba banim ze etena laka eretza chemta nachilata tzviya tzivota goyim. But I said, we anoki amarti. But I said, we anoki amarti. How? Eich. How would I put thee among the sons, the children among the sons? Eich, ashiteka babanim, and give thee a pleasant land. We eten alaka eretza chemda, the goodliest heritage of the nation. Nachlata tzviya tzibota goyi. Can tzibot, can tzibot goyi mean anything else except that the Eretz Yisrael was desired and coveted by all the nations, all the goyim, all the heathen, the international community? Consider the mashal, the parable of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even a negus negas, who was seated at his royal table. He had many children, but he loved the youngest one most. He was about to apportion their inheritances. Among the parcels of land, there was one of great beauty that all the children coveted. And so HaMelech, and so the king of Negus, even Negus Neges, said, let this parcel of land remain as my own portion. May this parcel of land remain as my own portion. As scripture says, even here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, the Most High apportioned to the nations their inheritance. Be'hanachel Elyon Goyim, when the Most High Elyon gave to the nations, the Goyim, the international community, their inheritance. Be'hanachel Elyon Goyim. But to whom did he finally give his own portion? To his youngest child. For the verse says, the Lord's portion, Jehovah's portion to his people, to Jacob, to Yaakov, the lot of his inheritance. Kia chelek Yahweh Ammo Yaakov Chebel Nachilato, Jehovah's portion to his people. Kia chelek iyoa amo to Yaakov, to Jacob, the lot of his inheritance. Yaakov chebel na chelato. Here, here, Midrash, note the word amo, 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 his people in ki chelek yawa amo, for the portion of he who be we be of Jehovah is his people. Here, here, the Midrash notice amo, amo, his people is rendered as though written le amo, le amo, le amo, to his people. Here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. Hahekal, the temple, is also called an inheritance. For it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 9, ye y'all are not as yet come to the rest, and to the inheritance, the nachilah, that Yahweh Elohim, that he who be y'all Elohim, giveth you, giveth y'all. Ki lo vatem ada ata illa ha menucha illa ha nachla asher Yahweh Elohim noten alak. For ye, for y'all are not as yet come to the rest. Ki lo batem ad ata illa ha menucha, and to the inheritance with illa ha nachla, that he who be we be y'all Elohim giveth you, that he who be we be the I Elohim giveth the I, asher Yahweh Eloheka notain lak. When it is said in Bamidbar in Numbers 24:9, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, O Yaakov, and thy tabernacles, O Yisrael, O Israel. Here, here, Hebraically, Bamidbar in Numbers, it's Numbers chapter 24, verse 5. Numbers chapter 24, verse 5. Ma Ovu Ohaleka Yaakov Misha Kenoteka Israel. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob. Mahtobu Ohaleka Yaakov, thy dwellings, O Israel. Misha Kenoteka Israel, Mahd Obua, Ohaleka Yaakova, Mia Shekinoteka Israel, wherein is the goodliness of Yaakov, of Jacob's tent, in that, quote, as the water brooks, the Nahal, are they spread forth, as the water brooks, are they spread forth. Ki nechalim nitayu. Ki nechalim nitayu. As the water brooks. Ki nechalim nechalim. Spread forth, stretched out. Nitayu. Some render this as valleys stretched out, or as streams winding their long way. Kia nechalim nikayu, as the water brooks, the nechal nechalim, kia nechalim, are they spread for nikayu. For like a water brook into that a man goes down unclean, but comes up clean, so is ha-hekal, hekal, or so is the temple, into that a man goes laden with chatiyat, with ukeries of sin, but comes forth without ukeries, without chatiyat, without sins, verse like this. When Moses said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 12 and 9, ye y'all are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance. Ki lo batem ad ata illa ha menucha wi illa ha nachila. By rest. Menucha. Ha menucha. The rest. By rest. Menucha. He meant the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. And by inheritance, nachila, the inheritance, ha nachila, by nachila, inheritance, he meant the tabernacle of Yaakov, the tabernacle of Jacob. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that thou, the I, has given us, has given I and I, as inheritance, is goodly and fair and beautiful, itiful, as is said, even in Psalm 16, Hebraically, verses 5 to 6, the lot is fallen to me in a fair ground, yea, the heritage beautifies me. The lot is fallen to I in a fair and itiful, a beautiful ground, a good ground. Yea, the heritage beautifies, itifies I. Chvalim anafluli banaimim afanachlata shafra alai. The lines are fallen to me, are fallen to I in pleasant places. Chibalim nafluli ban mim in pleasant places. Afa nachlat shafra alai. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Af nachlat Shafra alai. A different exposition for the leader upon the Nechilot. Here Nechilot is taken to mean grievous afflictions. As in the verse, woe is me for my hut, my wound is grievous. Nachila, but I said, truly this is a grief, that and I must bear it. Truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. Here, Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 19. Oili, ala shivri, nachila. Makati vani amarti ak ze holi ve sain. Woe is me, oi li, for my hurt, Allah shibri, my wound is grievous. Nachla makati, but I said, waani amarti ak, this is but a sickness. Wa'ani amarti ak ze choli. This is but a choli, a sickness. We esayenu. And I must bear it. Oy li al shivri nachla makati. Wa'ani amarti ak ze choli we esayin. So too scripture says, even in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light to me. When I sit in darkness and disillumination, The Lord shall be a light, a illumination to me, to I. Ki Yesheva Bachoshek Yahweh Or Li. Though I sit in darkness, Ki Yesheva Bachoshek. He who be, we be. Jehovah is a light to me, Yahweh Or Li. Ki Yesheva Bachoshek Yahweh Or Li. That is to say, if I had not sat in darkness, Bachoshek Yahweh, Jehovah would never have been a light, an illumination to me, a light to I. Ki Yesheva Bachoshek Yahweh Or Li. And likewise, HaKadosh Baruch, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, says to the people of Israel, to Amo Yisrael, because you willingly suffered my decrees, therefore you are called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hear, hear, hear. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Vikorah lahem eleya hatzedek mata'ah Yahuwah lehita pa'er, that they might be called terebinth, evergreen, fresh, terebinth trees of righteousness. Wikorah lahem eleya hatzedek, the planting of Jehovah, of he who be.